This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Next February, there's going to be a new guy running the National Basketball Association. Adam Silver will take over for David Stern as the commissioner of the NBA. And when that happens, the NBA is going to get a whole bunch of brand new basketballs because the ones they're using now have David Stern's signature on them. New commissioner, new signature, new balls. Sounds easy, right? Marketplace's Noel King has the business of balls.
The balls that the NBA uses are made by Spalding, and they're leather. So just like a baseball glove or leather boots, you have to break them in to soften them up. Paul Sullivan is Senior Vice President at Spalding.
There's only really one way to break in a leather basketball, and that is by playing with it.
Breaking in a ball is so crucial that Spalding has a bounce machine to get the process started.
It's a box that is obviously motorized and just keeps feeding the basketball through. And what that does is it wakes up the basketball.
50 bounces in the bounce machine and the ball is sent off to the teams. Then the players practice with the balls for about 2 months to soften them up even further before they're game ready. Every year, Spalding sends each team 72 brand new balls at the start of the season, times 30 teams, and that's 2,160 balls every year. The new balls, the ones with Adam Silver's signature, won't be used until he takes over as commissioner in February, halfway through the season. So each team will only get 36 of them. Spalding gives all the balls to the NBA, but it's worth it. Victor Matheson teaches sports economics at the College of the Holy Cross.
The reason why you would want that NBA ball contract is not to sell balls to the NBA, but to sell balls to everyone else who wants to be like the NBA.
Everyone else who wants to be like the NBA can buy an official game basketball for around $140. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.